you bring. Every conversation, debates, and relationships, we the topic of discussion. What's the gossip, who she loving? This tea get hotter when you touch it. Forget about that he saying that she said. Tell me what the street said. Got them tuned and they running back. Just like a DJ. What you bring to the table? Wanna welcome you guys back to the reality table with your girl Lex and my co-host
Josh Powell. Big Lex.
We got some amazing guests today. I wanna, you know, obviously thank Miss. I'm gonna let you say your name how you say it. Go ahead, cause she's special.
Go ahead. You got it. Miss Juicy Baby.
Hey, we got my special guest, Mr. Big Bank and Miss Jess Pursue. And we're just gonna dive right into this topic, okay? Cause it's a great one, okay? Challenging versus inspiring. How do men feel about being challenged by their women?
Is on me first? It all depends on where it's coming from. It's like, is you challenging me? Because I've been in weird spaces with my wife. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been going through so much shit. It's 30 years of bullshit. Just because I was a bullshit-ass nigga. Mm. And, you know, we were kids when we met. So when you're challenging me and I'm on the defense, that's different. But now the space that we're in, we done went through therapy. We have time apart. So if you say something to me, I know it's for the betterment of me. And you're not basically challenging me. You're just pushing me. Mm. But at times, you were challenging me by running your mouth. I ain't gonna hear the name you got to say. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It makes sense what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't want to hear you talk. So, I guess you only feel challenged by a woman when you really don't fuck with them.
That's tough.
Cause if they saying some shit to you, you fuck with her. If I'm fucking with you, you telling me the best for us and the best for me. So, I don't feel like a woman challenging when they fuck with you.
I guess it just depends on what you consider challenged to be. Cause if I'm dealing with a man and I might say something, I feel like it's for the betterment of both of us, not for like what I really just believe in.
But do I fuck with you like that to even hear your opinion?
That's true. That's true.
Like, bitch, shut up. Just being real, that's how niggas be. Like, I don't even want to really hear the name you got to say.
Right.
So I guess in that situation, wouldn't the proper question be, do I stay or do I go, if that's the case?
Right.
What you mean? If I feel challenged by her?
No, if you feel like...
It all depends on what all y'all got invested. You know what I'm saying? Some shit worth fighting it out and going through this. I feel like, me personally, I feel like I wouldn't change all the bullshit we went through because it makes me appreciate it that much more. I wouldn't change that nothing that I went through because now I can actually see. Just imagine if a nigga was all... Everything was tailor-made for you. The first incident, you damn near gonna jump out 20 or jump out 285 because you don't even know how to take it. You gotta go, like the shit I listen to every day, that the homeless man is standing in the rain talking to them nigga. You gotta go through the fire. That's with anything, with business, when you start a business, with ball player, you gotta go through shit, sprain ankles, all type of shit to become a champion.
Right.
Those are challenges in themselves. So.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to go through shit. If you don't go through nothing, so yeah, if it's worth it, you're going to know it's worth it. There ain't no disrespect, man, and it's worth it to me. You love them because I can't do this over again.
Mm. What you think, Josh? You a man. What you think?
I think a different way of looking at it is the healthiness of the challenge. Because for me, I would assume that the reason why I chose you in the first place is because you want what's best for me. You want what's best for us. So I definitely agree with that point. You know what I'm saying? Anything outside of that is kind of like what we're doing. You know what I mean? But I would hope that, you know, we all are trying to challenge people to be the best version of yourself. And that looks different, right? Whether it's at your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, you know, I'm 40, in my 40s now. So I think that, you know, the challenges, how it's articulated, you know, for whoever makes a huge difference because some people, you got to make sure you dress it up properly. You know, know what I'm saying? For me, I have really thick skin, so I've seen them challenges be vocalized from, you know, a hurtful place. I've seen it be vocalized from mm-hmm. a place of love. I've seen it vocalized from a place of anger. But all in all, I try to really just take the message from it. Because I think that's the other part, too. Like, you know, to that point, like, you got to remove the emotion, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're trying to go here. If that's what we're saying we're trying to do. So everything will always be dressed up the way that we want. But that's why it's important, man, to just, like, if you say, man, she loved me, or my partner loved me, because it ain't just, you know what I'm saying, right. Like, your significant other, you got homeboys that be trying to tell you the right thing. You're like, I ain't trying to hear that. Mm-hmm. And you get burned. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, basically, it's all on how you're receiving the person that's challenging you, basically, right?
Yeah. That's how, like you said, how the message is delivered to you. Because, you know, not everybody has your best interests when they are trying to tell you what they think is what's best for you. So, you know, it's all in the delivery, how it's said to you, and, you know, how you receive it. So, and like you said, the relationship part, because if it's somebody that, you know, you're not even trying to build with, then why am I even trying to listen to you about, you know, what you're telling me to do?
Exactly.
So I think that is important. Mm-hmm.
Come on, OG.
But that goes both ways. Like, whether it's a relationship or a friendship or whatever, like you said, if you don't mess with them, you ain't trying to hear what they say anyway. Yeah. But if it's somebody you care about or somebody you deal with, then yeah, I'm gonna have an open ear to hear what you got to say. Don't talk about my accent either.
Boy, that Dallas heavy.
I'm going to have an open ear to hear what you got to say. I mean, because challenging is going to make you better. You gotta have an open ear, open mind, and want to improve. And so, whatever the situation it is.
I got a question for you all, so respectfully. I don't want no problems. I know we have an esteemed group of lovely ladies on this couch. But I think Bae can attest to this, right? I feel like when our women challenge us, right, it's supposed to be accepted. We're supposed to understand it's from a place of love and, you know, it's to make this relationship do that. Mm-hmm. But it's like when a man challenges a woman, there's so much that comes with that.
You think so?
I don't think so.
Again, removing the people on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
but the reason why I say that is because, like, I know for me and my relationships, you know, I've spoke to something and it gets dismissed, right? But then it's like one of those things. Let's just make it an example of Queen say she want to go to the gym and get it in. All right, cool. I heard you. Let's go get it in. Oh, no, I don't feel like it. Oh, no, I'm tired today. It's all these things, right? Mm-hmm. But then it's like, how I look. I don't like myself. I'm like, you beautiful, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, let's figure out. And it's like not hearing it. And then in the heat of a moment where it's like now there's passion, you really frustrated. Now I got to really deliver that thing differently. Now you feel away. Because now it's not just about then. It's like, oh, you've been saying I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm that. I ain't said nothing. I'm with you. I heard you loud and clear. Like, but you say you want to do something, then let's do it. But it's like it's falling on deaf ears. So that's a slight example. But it's like, to me, I feel like when we put something out there, it ain't necessarily heard or taken as such until we get into this space. It's kind of like a woman got, till she has enough that she's willing to now accept, all right, cool, like, I hear what you're saying now. Let's try to do this, that, and the third versus like the first time before it became an actual issue.
Have you ever thought about presenting it in a different way? Since she already said that she wanted to go to the gym. But when I say presenting it in a different way, like make it an outing, in other words. Make it an outing like... go to the gym. I mean, don't tell her, in other words, tell her, but don't tell her that you're going to the gym. listen what I'm saying. Don't.
She's taking notes over here.
She's definitely describing that women don't know what they want.
I don't think that's true.
You understand what I'm saying?
I think it's a human thing. I don't think it's a woman thing. I think it's a man woman thing. Like sometimes we say we want to be challenged, right? But the thing about a challenge is sometimes it's going to be difficult. So I'll give myself, for example, like I would like to be more consistent in going to the gym myself. Mm-hmm. But I'm a small person, so I fall on that. I'm like, well, I need to go to the gym for. I'm good. I don't need to go. So I might go once in a week versus my two times in a week. But if I'm saying this is the thing that I want to do as my partner, I want you to stay on top of me. And I even tell my partner, like, look, you may get some resistance from me, but that's a part of when you are challenging somebody. You're going to have resistance. I don't think that's a woman thing. I think that's a man thing, too. I think men, your egos fall in when it comes to things that y'all say that y'all want to do. Yeah. And we stay on y'all. And it's like, man, I'm tired. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. It's the same
thing. Yeah, yeah, in that instance. But most of the time, I'm not going to generalize, you know what I'm saying? But what I've seen in most women that I see, most of the time they ask for things they don't even want you to do. I'm not talking about challenge point. I'm just saying, period. You might ask me to do something, then when I do it, the way you receive it, let me know you really didn't even want me to do it. You just want to see if I want you to.
Give me an example.
Yeah, I need that.
Same thing. Like the gym thing. We say the gym. You say, because I'm going to the gym and this is what I do. You see, I have fun with my friends at the gym. Mm-hmm. Now you saying, I want to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Then when I say, all right, let's go to the gym, you really don't want to go to the gym. You just want to feel included in what I do.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's about reading into what the real thing, like you just said, you know that she just really wants to be included. If that's what it is, then that's what you talk about with her. Like, hey, I'm doing X, Y, and Z. So sometimes it is about reading between the lines of what somebody really wants. But hey, if she keeps saying she want to go to the gym every time you have her backpack and
okay, but y'all then, like you said, you turn around and be like, not today. I thought you wanted to go to the gym. Now I'm upset because I'm a non-excused person. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing? If you want to hang with me, you can hang with me. We hang together every day anyway. You just basically saying you want to be selfish with my time because you know I'm at the gym. Take this with the reality tape. We at the gym. Now you upset that we at the gym because it's like you ain't going because you don't want to come.
Invite her. Life. Say, baby, I want you to go.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to
said that. I just said that.
It's the way you do it.
No. I get up in the morning and say, hey, baby, going to the gym, reality table. You ready? Not today. But you still got an attitude because you wasn't ready. That's what women do.
Wait. But you said that it upset you. That's what you said that earlier, that it upsets you because you tell her like, okay, well, I'm ready. You know, let's go. And then she's like, well, now I don't want to go. And then it puts you in a mood.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, I understand
if
that.
If you ask me for something and I deliver on it.
But you already know. So when you know your person sometimes, it's kind of like one of those things where like, I already know where this is going. So don't even set yourself up to even feel away. You do the thing that you said you were going to do. She don't come. And that's just that.
Oh, nah. You tell me you want to do something. We doing it.
So how long does that go on?
Right.
So my question is, if you've already offered the invitation, you know she wants to be included. Okay, now she's, okay, I don't want to go. I don't feel like it. When does that stop? When do you hold her accountable?
What you mean? Once you didn't come, you just didn't come.
So then now what happens?
Nothing. You didn't come. And I'm not inviting you to nothing.
Well, why don't you go and say, when you're ready, baby, let me know when you're ready. We can go together when you're ready.
Because it sounds like she's challenging you.
Not me. I'm saying we're talking hypothetically. My shit is on point. If she says she want to do something, she's going to do it. That's just what it is. Like, because I'm going to make sure, like, even when I speak, like, do you get what I'm saying? I say that 100 times. Mm-hmm. Tell me what I'm saying. Because most of the time, women, not you guys. Most of the time, women hear other shit that you ain't even say.
Uh-huh.
But that's good communication. Saying that back to somebody.
That's what I do.
Them,
I like
having them repeat back what you say to understand, like, you were actively listening to me.
Yes.
We have clarity. We are talking about the same thing.
What did you get? Don't even if you say back to me verbally what I said, what you get from that. Because you can hear what I said and take something else from that. I've had that happen. Like, I can say, I don't like these shoes, but you can hear, I don't even like white shoes. You get what I'm saying? Am I tripping though?
No.
You can tell a woman some shit where I have told women shit that, how did you get that from that? Mm-hmm. That ain't what I was saying.
But that's what, you know what's crazy is like, even just, I threw something out there purposely. And just hearing everybody, the different responses. For one, I understand my sister right here. She love, you got to call her baby. You got to dress it up a certain type of way so that she can catch that thing. Because other than that, she going to reject it. So you got to throw a baby on there. You got to give her a little love.
That's right.
But I also think, too, like outside of dressing everything up properly, because you might not be on that type of time. Mm. And with all of the extra, and it's like on our end, it's not always dressed up properly. Yes. And then I like to relate that to like when money's involved, right? Because we have a great group of women who are well established and getting to their bags, whether they're working corporate or they got their own, right? But we understand that when money's involved, and if somebody says, hey, I need you to do X, Y, Z, it ain't that much back and forth. It ain't that much right. being challenged. It's just being done. It's like you heard that then, but when you come home, we can't get that same thing. And I know we just talking about the gym. But other things could be like, let's go to therapy. That could turn into something crazy. And you just want to see, hey, like, we need to go individually and we need to go together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it's like a small thing that can turn into something huge. And then all of a sudden, you look, 6 months done went by and you wonder why y'all so distant. Because you got people that, she want me to be better, I want her to be better, but we ain't listening to each other.
Right. And that's all about properly communicating.
But you can properly communicate with some women and they still feel as if though they're right because they are women and we supposed to be the ones to adjust.
Well,
in all situations, I've seen that
happen. I think we got to get out of that framework of saying, so you said earlier, like generalizing. So it is a unilateral men, women thing. Because I hear you all like, oh, you can challenge me. But it's a lot of men that feel like if a woman says something that is challenging to them,
they get offended.
Oh, she trying to be a man. She thinks she the man. So it's a lot of that in both spaces. And I think
but a lot of these women do think they man, though.
You think so?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of them do.
What's an example of that?
The example is most men get money to start a family and take care of their family and they woman. Mm-hmm. Most women get money and go to thinking that they're a nigga. I don't need a man because I'm that bitch. Name a woman that you seen got her shit together and then help a nigga get his shit together. I mean, how often do you see that?
You got this 3 out of 3 right here.
That's not often.
This is your sample right here and you got that's 3 out of 3.
Though. I'm saying, okay, do you guys know of anyone? I'm just being real. Like, since we gonna, let's be real. I'm just be real. Like most of the time, what do we hear? I'm cool with being single. I'm cool with that. I'm not fuck with these niggas. He gotta have this, that in order to date me because I'm already me, right? Do we or do we not hear that?
I hear you on that. I'm gonna say this though. I think that for me, a lot of women I deal with, we've talked about lowering our expectations. So not necessarily just taking what someone gives you, but for instance, let's say you give me compliments every day or you might do some, take me to dinner or something, you know, like if you check for me at this point, 2 out of the 5 boxes to get to the 3, I can work with that because it ain't no 5 out of 5. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nowhere. And my thing is, and it also depends if you really like that person. If you really like that person, you're going to deal with some stuff. But, you know, like when you talked about how many women have actually helped bring up or not bring up a man, but help towards building a man. I've done it maybe 7 out of 10 times. But when I do that, I've learned that people take that as if you trying to build a nigga or you trying to be the man in this situation. No, this is the situation I'm dealt with. I love this person. I want this person to win. I want to help whatever I can do to help this person win. But you get backlash for helping too much. Yeah. And doing, you know what I'm saying?
Who's the backlash from?
sometimes the individual you're dealing with.
Okay, do you help him by letting him know that I'm helping you? Or do you help him genuinely because that's what you want to do?
Genuinely because that's what I want to do.
I'm just saying, but what's the conversation like? Because I had a conversation with you late.
Yeah.
You got upset because a nigga don't take out the trash one time. You told me. If I'm the type of person that pay the bill, do this, I help you, how you going to expect for me to act how you want to act because you're helping me?
But heard what you said.
I am who I am still, right?
But hear what you said. Describe what you just said.
Whatever it is that you said about a nigga cleaning up or whatever. I'm not a maid. Oh, cool. I'm supposed to be a maid now because you can help me?
Uh-uh.
I'm just keeping it real. How so you still
in,
can't-
that, in that scenario, Lex, did you and this person have like conversations on what kind of be done within the household? Because I think what Bank is trying to say is like, how is somebody supposed to know?
Because we've had conversations.
Okay, so you're saying the conversations were had and so, they just weren't doing their part.
Yeah.
That's what
and I was holding.
Like.
Who the fuck said it's my part to be the maid?
Well, I don't think that's what you're saying.
I don't
saying.
Think that's how that went down.
Yeah.
So, like, for an example, no, let me tell you. I get what you're saying. For an example,
I get it. Well,
hold on.
But...
For example, so in that situation, we've had family meetings. You know, we had family meetings. Yeah, because the person said that the kids are supposed to take the trash out. And for whatever reason, if the kids don't take the trash out, he set these standards. So then when I started noticing that trash ain't never taken out, I'm always taking the trash out. And it's three people that live in this house. How am I always doing it? And they're there every day. That's what I'm saying. So my thing is this. I'm not going to just snap at you. I'm like, hey. Can we, you know, make sure the trash?
But if I was the breadwinner of the relationship,
okay,
or whatever, you wouldn't give a fuck if I took out the trash or not.
No, I would.
I think
no,
she's saying wouldn't. The conversation was had, and so now she's holding that person accountable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What I'm hearing.
Why come both of y'all can't take out the trash?
Well, no, but that's the thing. So my thing is this: it's not like this is your duty to take out the trash.
Exactly.
My thing is, let's just say I ain't been home. 2-3 days. Let's just say in a just for the grace of the conversation.
You in the same city?
Yeah.
You let's ain't say, been home 2 or 3 days?
Well,
that's a whole nother conversation.
Okay.
okay, that's a bad example. Let me say for the grace of the conversation, I'm coming home late.
Okay.
Let's say I'm coming home late. From working.
Josh.
Or an event or whatever the case may be. And let's say y'all been home all day. And let's say this didn't happen once, twice, 3-4 times.
Well, then your mate should be the one to take out. If you coming home late.
Your mate or your maid?
All I'm saying for the sake of the conversation, the trash is full. It's the end of the day. This didn't happen at least the last 3-4 times. And I come home, maybe I got something in my hand, I'm going to throw it in the trash, it's full. Now I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to take the trash out. I'm going to go throw it out. But it happens every time. So now I'm constantly the one taking the trash out. But it's three people that live in the house.
Right.
My thing is this. It's not a man or a female
responsibility,
how I look at it.
I agree. But we still got to assess the person that we're dealing with. Mm. This nigga really don't be taking out no trash. Just like he's have something that he deal with that he don't say because men don't really be doing. Like, hey, why the fuck you be leaving your panty by the bed? I could be mad about it. I could not like that, but I'm not going to say that because I know you the type to leave your panties right there. I'll just throw them in the thing in the morning.
To his point, though, because I know I can speak for that. Like,
niggas got so many issues that they don't bring up because they're allowing you to be you. But then when you see exactly who I am, you're going to force me to be who you want me to be.
But the difference in what she's saying, I want you to really listen to this.
I heard it all.
No.
Shit.
I want you to listen to this. She's saying they had the conversation. This person agreed, okay, I'm going to make sure the trash gets taken out. Okay. And they still aren't doing it. You just said
let me give you some game.
Wait.
Go ahead. No, let me give you some game right now. If I'm having a conversation that I really don't want to have about some shit that I really don't even give a fuck about, yeah, baby.
Okay, well, that
but that don't mean, that don't mean, but that don't mean I'm going
to
stand on that, though. Am I tripping? If we having a fucking round table about trash, I'm going to agree because I really want to do it. But the person who I am is going to set in and is going to disappoint you sooner or later. You know this nigga didn't want to take out the trash because y'all wouldn't even have a conversation about it.
It sounds like y'all talking about a real personal situation.
No, it's not personal. Like, I'm just using it as a scenario.
It's like the behavior of the person. So basically, yes. They're going to be who they are no matter what the conversation is.
You get their flags in the beginning. Mm-hmm. That's on you that you're trying to change this person because, okay, I'm going to love him this way, or I'm going to fuck him this way, I'm going to this, and he going to eventually be a robot.
Okay, let's full circle that back to your example of the gym. You just got upset because you said your wife, who you know, is not going to go to the gym with you.
No. I was talking hypothetically. If my wife tells me she want to do something, she has to do it. I'm just being real.
Okay, well, we're talking about the hypothetical. Yeah. Stay with me.
I'm saying I would. That would frustrate me.
But
it's
the same exact thing. The hypothetical that you gave was that she said she wanted to do something. The hypothetical,
that's you bringing that to me, though. You're not understanding what I'm saying, Jessica. That's her bringing something that she want to do to me. If I bring something to you, you have an option to buck on what I want you to do.
I hear what you're saying. At the end of the day, both people, this is what I was getting to.
You're missing the point.
No, I'm giving you a point. I'm giving you a point. The point is both people are who they are. So you, the other person who is being challenged, you have to, like you said, decide if you want to be with those people. Both of them are who they are. Your wife who don't want to go to the gym, she ain't going to want to go to the gym. Her man who don't want to take out the trash, who said he was going
to
take out the trash?
But I didn't ask you to take out the trash. What are you talking about? I didn't ask to take out the trash. She asked me to go to the gym. That means you're being, you're missing the point, what I'm saying.
No,
if you bring something to me, you got to stand on what you wanted.
I
didn't bring to you that I want to take out no motherfucking trash.
And if you say yes to something that you don't want
to
do,
Niggas say yes to everything, man.
Too. Hold you accountable.
But you can't hold me accountable to some shit you know I ain't going to do. My wife can tell me every day, I need to come in the house at 6 o'clock. I'm going to say yes, baby, because I don't want to argue right now. But tomorrow, you're going to see me at 12. You're going to see me at 1 because I'm saying yes to you because I don't want to argue in this moment. That's what men do. I'm just keeping it real with you. I don't know about other people's relationships. Most men I know agree to any motherfucking thing in the heat of the moment with a girl. Yeah, baby. Hell yeah. Baby, did you understand what I just said? I said we can go drive off a cliff.
So you arguing with this person?
I ain't really hear you, but yeah.
It matters. No. Were you arguing with this person?
No, at first.
If she said she wanted to go to gym and she didn't ever want to go when you asked her to go, then ask her when is she ready. Whenever you ready, baby. Whenever you ready.
Listen, I get what y'all saying. I get what y'all trying to say.
We get what you're saying, too. I hear what you're saying.
Please do.
Is that what you need?
Well, about the trash, though.
I hear.
I don't even think that should be a conversation.
I'm sick of the trash. Listen.
All right.
I'm going to take the trash.
It's just like right now, your wife, your girl come tell you, you know what? Baby, you're a handsome man. I think you should shave your beard. And she's upset at you that you don't want to shave your beard. Y'all, this is damn near got y'all in marriage counseling. I'm just saying, women feel as if though, some women, I don't want to say women feel, as if though, how are he supposed to act in that situation?
If what now?
If his wife felt as if though, she don't like his beard for whatever reason. She don't like it no more.
That's silly.
I think that's different.
That's okay.
She don't like for him to wear tank tops or tight shirts or whatever.
That's her opinion.
But y'all don't be being real, man.
What I'm saying is,
something that you name something that you could say. And we don't want to say the trash. I don't like when you let's name something that makes sense.
It all makes sense.
It's just all different.
Go ahead. What you finna say, brother?
Say, for instance, I call my girlfriend when I tell her.
Girlfriend, hold on now. Where we going with this?
I call my girlfriend what?
When I tell you.
What's that?
If he called his girlfriend without telling you?
Yeah. If I connect with a third party without you being informed.
Uh-huh.
If we have an agreement about how that works.
Mm-hmm. And you find out that he did.
I go and do something on the side.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
stay with it. Stay with it.
Okay, go ahead.
If there's a scenario where that we have a rule and he calls a girlfriend and I don't know, that's the issue.
Right.
So
within the confines of this conversation,
mm-hmm.
if we have that standing standard.
That's the standard.
That's the standard.
Yes.
Who do that, though? I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't do that. So because listen, at the end of the day, and I may be whatever the fuck y'all want to say, at the end of the day, when you start setting those rules and all that shit, now it's boundaries to everything. Right. You know what disrespect is. Disrespect, but you can't run my life. Mm. You can't tell me what I can do and what I can't do outside of you.
Well, maybe giving the trash was a bad example because I feel like that's so silly. But why would somebody get so upset about you holding?
She the one was upset.
Him because he
wasn't
one.
Upset. He was just not doing it. He wasn't upset.
Well, he got mad.
He wasn't upset. He wasn't upset. He was just not doing it.
So, hold on.
How the fuck how you feel about that? About me not taking the trade? He wasn't upset.
So then he wasn't being accountable to what he said he was going to do. That's the point that I was trying to get to.
But, and the point that I just made to you was, you know how many times your husband standing right there has said yes to some shit he just really didn't mean yes to?
Yeah,
but he's trying to follow up on it because he loves you?
But I'm not going to be upset about something that I already know. Just like the gym example you
gave. That's what I'm talking about with her. Why are you upset and this nigga ain't even a trash takeout nigga. Y'all done had this shit for the whole time. So what we need to do, we need to find somebody.
Is that what we were trying to get with this?
Let's, yes.
You knew that nigga wasn't going to take the trash out, so you shouldn't have been
Wait, and when he agreed.
Y'all are crazy.
And when he agreed because of how he feel about you.
I feel like we done.
I think this is, first of all, hold on, bring it back. Because it's fuck the trash. But I'm going to say this. You don't know what you're dealing with until you move in with someone.
That's true.
So what I'm telling you is, if it's in this situation, if we live together at this point, you have a child, and at this point we've had house rules, like F my rules. We've sat down and had house rules, yeah. And the house rules are X, Y, and Z. So my thing is, when the house rules aren't met, is why I was getting frustrated.
For one, what type of nigga move in with a woman in the first place?
It happens.
That's just the bottom line.
You started the conversation kind of saying that.
Who?
Wasn't that the thing that was asked when we had to take care of a man and we all raised?
No, I get that, but I'm saying never be that man.
No, but that's what you just said, what type of man, but that was the scenario you gave.
Yeah, no, I gave that scenario because what I was saying was at the end of the day, it's rare that women take on the role that a man take on, like love a woman unconditionally. It be conditions. Now here come the conditions. Mm. When I'm here and you here, it's so many conditions for a man. But when a woman is here and a man is here, it's really no conditions.
I feel like you're personalizing versus thinking.
I'm not
personalizing.
Overall, I'm thinking overall.
I know too many women that are stand up. One for themselves, one for a man, and some that really need to fall back.
That's rare.
It's not rare. It's not rare. It's not rare.
Where they at?
It's a lot of women.
That's rare. You see a lot of them.
Where are you going to find the women?
I'm just saying. I don't see these women. Most of them are single.
Strokers is.
Most of them are single. Most of these women are single, bro. I know some good women that are good women, and they are single because of what? Why are they single?
Why, my friend?
I'm saying, why are they single? Why you think they're single?
I think that's another.
Well, I'm single because.
Because what?
I feel like.
The trash.
The trash. It sounds like that trash thing.
But y'all not understanding what I'm saying when I talk about the trash. It wasn't even the trash. It's a controlling thing. It's a thing of, it's an underlying issue. Nigga, I really don't even fuck with you. Because if I fuck with you the way I did, I'm not finna make this an issue.
Why?
So to your
this
point,
wouldn't
right,
even be an
as
issue.
As a solution to this, because I know a lot of times it's like, well, this is silly, it's a trash, but it's really not, because there's passion in trying to get an understanding. In most situations, it really is something else that's attached to whatever the ask
that's
is.
What I was trying to
for
get
me at. Personally, when I look at my relationship, there's a lot of things where I've had to put repetitively, like, man, and then it gets to a point where, you know what, me being a servant to my old lady, I'm just going to handle whatever. So now you see me, like I'm in the crib, like it don't matter. I come home at 12. If I see the sink full, it's done. Because that way I know in the morning, she get up to cook breakfast as a fair trade.
Right.
I know that food coming. You got a clean start.
Right.
That's the way I think about it, by just handling whatever it is that goes on. And I'm not gonna lie, you know what I'm saying? And I'm on record saying this. It's tiring sometimes because it's like, bro, it's a diaper right there, the trash can, right. 2 seconds away from there, but you ain't do that right. thing. But instead of me making it an issue, because I get your point too.
Yep.
You like, you say it once, you say it twice, then it's like, bro, I'm not even knowing that. Let me help her the yes. best way that I can. Yes. Because what I've also noticed is when she sees me, she's like, you don't have to do all that. Let me. Mm-hmm. Nah, I got you. Mm-hmm. So now it's on her mind. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, now things are getting done without me saying exactly. nothing because we're trying to serve each other.
Yes. But Lex, in are fact, you saying that you didn't right have anything coming back?
I ain't going to answer that question. Let me tell you why. Okay. I'm gonna stick on, let me stick on to
what
we
got the answer.
What I'm saying.
I appreciate
so
it.
So hear me. There's not a lot of Josh's and there are not a lot of Banks. So I'm going to say it like that because you made a statement by saying, first of all, I'm not going to be that guy that moves in. This is the thing. I never even knew that situation until I got in that situation. So it wasn't something that just happened. Like, you know, somebody I've been knowing for a long time and situations happen. So when a situation happened, because this is my partner, whatever he going through, I'm going through. So when the situation happened, nah, you come over here. We good. Let's get through this. But now when it feels like it's more of me doing than what you're saying, like you're going to eventually come around and do your part, blah, 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 you know, to make both ends work. It wasn't none of that going
on. So that was the issue then. What the issue was at hand is I done moved this nigga in. This ain't the nigga. That's just the issue. That's the issue.
Let me say this to your point, because I grew up underneath that same law. But I don't want to, out of fairness, because I don't want to, and I don't think that's what you're doing, but I just want to say, just for the sake of saying, I don't want to villainize a man that's in a position where he has to do that. Because I've also seen other situations where that was that temporary, and then he bossed up, and then now he's doing something totally different. I feel you, but I don't want to villainize because things happen.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when you do that, your leverage is gone. No matter what happened, I go try to.
It depends.
Let me just take a shower here when I can.
Because
I
feel,
stand up and shoot
let me something. Say this. I feel like if a woman is genuine and why she did it, mm-hmm. then no. But when she's not genuine, then absolutely. Well, to
how
your
do you
point.
Know until you get in there. How do you
I,
know
now, I agree
get
with
in
that,
there?
Right?
How do you know?
But I'm just saying from the standpoint of who.
She could be genuine from the start, then get in there and see. But then they really don't be bathing like that and just start seeing ooh. Little shit about you like, I really don't even fuck with this nigga.
They know
I'm just saying, whatever it is, look, this,
juicy,
this nigga gonna clean up, whatever.
She wasn't bathing.
Whatever it is that you didn't see before you was in a relationship with this nigga this tight. Because just best believe, I'm not getting the same person that I get when we dating when I move in with you either.
Yeah.
If I meet a woman today and we could date, she's gonna make sure when she come over, she's gonna have perfume on. Her representative's gonna be there from the first few. When we get tighter, I'm gonna get the real you.
That's everybody.
That's what I'm saying. So it's the same everybody. Thing. So you really don't know if she's doing it from a genuine place or not until you get in there and been in there.
Josh told us, though, I remember he said this before, that representative is tricky because you only can put on for so long. You know what I'm saying? And I think in certain situations, at least from my perspective, a person had put on that I thought was the person. And then 6-7 months go by, that representative, that mask fall off.
Mask fall off when they get in a better position. You think the man didn't hate the position he was in? That's all I'm saying. Like, at the end of the day, we both playing game. You hate having me in this position because I got to do this. And I hate being in this position. No man want to be in a position to where I got another person, not even my female. It could be a friend. I don't want to be like, damn, Josh, what we eating today, bro? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have to. Mm-hmm. No man want to feel like another person is over their well-being. I wouldn't give a fuck what you say. You can say, unless he's just a nigga that he's playing his hand. He playing his hand because he broke. I need this bitch right now. This is what I'm finna do.
Yeah, and it's a lot of that.
And it's a lot of
it's
that.
It's most of that going on. Mm.
Both ways.
I'm just saying, both
a
ways.
Lot, oh, and, you know, I am seeing that a lot lately. Both I ways. See a lot of women like, shoot, I just go out with dudes just to get a meal. And I'm like, that's what's going on nowadays?
I don't know.
A meal, a baby, a roof over their head. It's going both ways.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's not my circle.
Even it going both ways, like I said, it gets tricky. So you can't really decipher sometimes what's going to happen. You have to really put yourself in that situation because I don't really know. I'm trying to get to know you. And if that means whatever comes out of me, I got to pour into you. But when you start pouring into people, even if it don't have to be monetary,
So what's a sign or something that you saw prior to in that situation, this person moving in? Because you saw something.
What you mean?
What is a sign? Anything that you saw where you was like, ugh.
I would say going through his second divorce.
Because
all the conversations started to be the same. My first wife did this, X, Y, Z. Second wife did this. Baby mama did this. But then once I'm in the
What were they doing that he was saying that was similar?
Bashing or won't let me see my kids or blah, blah, blah. But then now I'm in the situation and I see what's going on. Lack of communication. So, for instance, when I say lack of, it could be like, hey, I'm going to take the kids up here, boom, 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 boom. You get what I'm saying? I'm about to take the kids to the park. We about to do this X, Y, Z. But in real life, you taking the kids to another woman's house. You know what I'm saying? You lying.
So they stopped him from seeing the kids because of...
You're dealing with multiple kids. So now it's a set of kids. You know what I'm saying? Because you got multiple baby mamas. What I'm saying is when I'm in my situation or at the time in that situation, I was more so listening to what he said because this is what it is. This is who I'm dealing with. I'm not dealing with the baby mamas. I'm dealing with him. But when I started to actually, when I finally removed myself from the situation and saw what was really going on, everybody's story is the same. Every situation's story is the same.
Can I ask a question about this scenario to kind of bring us back to the topic?
I want
to
get off of him.
No, go ahead. the topic was challenging me. Yeah. So can I ask you, were you getting in this situation to challenge this man to be better? And I'm not saying that he's bad for having all these wives and baby mamas and this and that, but it sounded like a lot for you as somebody who does, you don't have children, you've never been married. Sounded like a lot for you to have even want to take on. Did you get in the situation to challenge him to be better? Was that?
No, I feel like I got in the situation because that's who I love. And I didn't know it right away. I knew from high school, you know, we always had a liking. And I felt like
once somebody you knew for a while.
Yeah, since I was 12. Mm. So it wasn't like I just gave him my all. Like, I've known him. Our families know each other. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? That's probably the guy. I don't care what he got going on.
Mm. So you was challenging yourself.
Maybe.
Because that sounds like a lot.
And then when you got in it, reality hit instantly, but you tried to ignore reality, so that's why you're going back and forth. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Like, most of the time, people get in relationship knowing that this is not their person.
So you let me take on all this?
No,
like,
but...
with my person. That's what I'm saying. This is a situation I know. With my person, like, let me tell you something. My wife get upset with me because she can't cook for me. I cook for her now. Mm. No matter what, unless I'm in the bed, like I just want a snack, go bed, go do it. Other than that, I'm cooking, I clean up, I do everything because I am not waiting on you to, like you just said, I ain't waiting on this shit. This is what
my
it is.
My husband the same way. He do all the cooking, he do the cleaning.
That's what I'm saying. I don't mind doing that shit now. Mm-hmm. When I didn't like you, I ain't doing shit. Hey, you need to wear all these motherfucking clothes. You need to wear all. Because I'm looking for a reason. I'm really just looking for a reason to be into it.
What? So you're looking for a reason to snap?
Because that's just what it be, what I'm trying to tell you. And that's the same thing what I was trying to say.
So there's a little sprinkle of toxicity.
Oh, 100%. I'm saying we 100, we're like, we king and queen toxic coming up. Right now we're going into these new
that's
people.
That's good. I,
like, I'm just being real. So what I'm trying to tell with that situation was...
the trash.
It ain't even about the trash. It ain't even about nothing. I just don't even fuck with you, buddy. But I don't know how not to fuck with you because now I done got myself in a situation. I done put my feelings in this shit. Mm-hmm. And some shit that I don't even... my feelings don't even deserve to be in. Mm. Cool, you got your person. It's never control. It's never nothing. It's never nothing. We cool.
I was going to say that too. I think a lot of times people get in these relationships off of this love, this feeling. Relationships are more than love, feeling. It really is a commitment on so many levels. Yes. Like, I'm listening to what you said. Like, y'all had y'all thing and now y'all in a whole nother space. Yes. You got to really have more than feelings for somebody.
I think that's what y'all all miss because that's y'all perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, my perspective is this. This is somebody I didn't just meet yesterday. This is something that I didn't just think it was the person. This is someone I saw his growth and what he dealt with. This is someone that also was going through a divorce and I saw what was going on in the divorce. So I believed those things because that was what was going on.
You saw it from his perspective.
I saw it from the perspective of what was going on. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is once I was already in the situation, we've always been friends. You understand what I'm saying? So
what changed?
That's what I'm saying.
That shit you tried to say wasn't making no sense.
But listen, what's making sense is you said what changed. What changed is now he's single, and through the years he was married. So there was no space for us to try to rekindle something from years ago. We always kept friendship. We always were friends. And now he's single. And I'm like, well, dang, based off what he told me, well, why they did this, boom, boom, because I'm going off at that point what he told me his marriage has went through because I'm not in the marriage. What I'm also saying is this. So now you're single. I'm trying to figure out if this is my person. This is someone I've known. They know me. I'm putting my walls down. They know what I've went through in my previous relationships. Mm-hmm. He won't do that to me. And that's where things get tricky because they'll do it to anybody. So I'm telling you, obviously I learn every day, you know, just dealing with growth, whatever. But at the time, I felt like that was my person. And things get tricky when life happens.
So you lean more on history than you did
at the time,
than you did actually going with what was shown. And you had knowledge, you had information, and you bypassed it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
because I ignore certain red. You're right. I ignore certain red.
Yeah, I think that's what we were. Yeah.
Hold on. What you just say? What you just say? Hold on. No. What you just say?
Ignore certain red.
No. Not that part. She said something else. What you just say?
What did I say?
You pointed out that that's how crazy it is. He like, what happened?
I heard it.
Right. What'd you just say when you said? Come on, say it.
I ignored certain red.
No.
Which part?
You're right.
Never said before in the history, but somebody record that and put that shit on.
Hey, so look, as we wrap this conversation up, Bank, what you get out of the challenging versus inspire conversation today?
The same thing. Like I said, I feel like it's not a challenge when you know a person is for you. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's only a challenge when you feel like you can't trust them. To me, that's just how I feel.
Real.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we all be in our ego sometimes. Yeah. So if you telling me some shit I know right, like I always say this shit, Shantae be right all the time. So she tell me some shit she right, I just don't let her know she right in the moment, but I still apply. You get what I'm saying? And she don't like that shit. Like, motherfucker, you wouldn't did exactly how I told you to do it, but you try to make it seem like, I ain't know what I was talking about. Like, I do that to her all the time. She can say shit, I just stall on it and then do it and be like, yeah, you were right.
You know why y'all grown? Because she recognizes that.
Mm. Yeah. No, for sure. I ain't tripping, bro. Like, I feel like a lot of people out here being with people just because. Mm.
Yes.
So that's the issue.
Mm. That's,
you know what I'm saying? If you with your person, bro, it ain't no issue. It ain't no nothing. It is what it is. Like, I've been around this woman more than I've been around my mama. Mm. Anybody else in my family. 30 years. I'm only 45. So you know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. Like, longer than over half of my life. Mm. So it's like we developed a family / toxic / we went to counseling and she got her own therapy. And now we just.
You feel like the counseling helped y'all a lot?
She went to therapy because we split up for like 6-7 months. She went to therapy and got herself together. She called me. She said she wanted to get her trainer. She got a trainer. She's been going to the gym faithfully 3-4 times a week.
Oh,
she
looks great. Oh, the gym came back. Look at
the gym came back.
I'm just keeping it real. But she acts. When she acts, and she know this now. Like you said, you can't ask and then say no. I paid the lady already. Here. Yeah. I paid 4 months. So I ain't even let you bitch up.
I ain't bring up the money, too.
No, I'm saying I paid the lady for the trainer for 3-4 months straight. Mm. So, you know you some bullshit if you don't go.
Mm.
So now you sure?
You holding her accountable?
Yeah, hold on. But I'm asking you, are you sure?
That was good.
He was holding her accountable. That was the point I was getting around earlier.
She held herself accountable.
You held her accountable too because how? You paid her.
I just supported her.
That's what we were saying earlier. You did it in a different way. Yep. It was a mind trick. It really was a mind fuck. Because once you know the money's paid, it's like, shit, I got to go.
Exactly.
And that's what
she
was saying.
But I asked you, are you sure? Because you know how you be. I'm sure, babe. I'm sure. So she going, she may, be, in the beginning, going to show me she not, be, I'm finna be some bullshit. But now she love it. She got to stay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she, to me, yeah, I held her accountable. She held herself accountable. Because she still could have bought the shit ain't that much. Like $300-$400 a month.
No, that's good.
But also my part, just to answer your part, he ended up loving taking the trash out.
Oh, we back on this
somewhere
damn trash.
Yeah, home, so you gotta put the nigga in the
Jess, what you got for us, Jess?
At the end of the day, everybody is challenging. We all get challenged. I think the original question was, can women challenge men? Mm-hmm. I think healthy challenging is okay. Mm-hmm. It's all in how it's done. The message, like you said, who you're dealing with, mm-hmm. you got to be able to receive it from the person to be challenged. I love being challenged personally. I think it's a part of growth. Like if you're not growing and evolving and being challenged to be a better person, then What are we doing? Exactly. What are we doing here? So, you know, just to kind of give a little bit of my own relationship, my husband challenges me all the time and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And I think it helps us to just be a better couple. It helps in how we raise our children. So, I mean, I want to see more of it. I mm-hmm. want to see more of it in our communities. I want to see that more for our women to our men and vice versa.
Healthy challenging is good. I mean, people got to know what challenging is. Right. It's not just telling somebody what to do, because that's not challenging, and trying to start an argument, that's not challenging. Mm-hmm. So you gotta know and agree what challenging is. It, to me, it is to make a person better, mm-hmm. to improve on what you guys come together to begin with. You know, if you're coming together as a relationship, friendship, whatever, it's to make it better. That's what challenging is. I mean, because if you're with that person or you're friends with that person, you're there for a reason. You evidently, you love that person. Or what are you doing here?
I think that when it comes to challenging versus...
Liz, you're supposed to go last.
They all went.
Want
to
go?
Hello.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, King.
I think it's a difference between challenging and controlling too.
Yeah, that too.
We gotta make sure we say that.
Exactly.
So for me, I'm in the mindset of that we should be challenging ourselves first. And exactly. The reason why I say that is we can't ask something of someone else that we're not willing to do for ourselves.
Right.
So I think that it's just amazing if we can continue to be on our square, doing the things that we should be doing, and making sure that we don't take it personally when somebody wants to uplift us, mm-hmm. you know, or see the better in us. And then don't get mad when that person gets quiet and lets you be. Because that's the other part of accountability, too. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just got to shut up and say, all right, bro, you got it. Mm-hmm. But don't come to me talking about your stomach. Don't come to me saying something looks out of whack. Don't tell me that your mind or something else is going on where you're not making, you know, the effort to better yourself. That's and that right. doesn't matter what it is. So I just wanted to say that, and I agree with everybody's points. And Big Lex, you got the flow.
Yeah. No, I agree 100% with you said, because I think when it comes to myself, challenging is inspiring, depending on who you're talking about. It don't have to be a relationship. It could be a person. I feel like, prime example, Josh. Talk to him every day. He challenges me every day and then follows up with what happened. And then also vice versa. When I see certain things I've challenged with him with or whatever, he's inspired me to do something else. My situation or that old situation, I think that I challenged him, not necessarily tried to make control, but then when he didn't go with what the challenge was, which is on him, like you just said, I don't want to hear. I don't have this, when you're not making the proper steps for yourself, which is the red flag that I ignored. So I think we all had some good opinions. F the trash, this shit over with. I'm going to take the trash out myself. But look, we about to play this thing now. You know, it's called the game. So in the game, we're going to pull something out. You got to answer the question truthfully, or you got to take a shot later. So I'm going to start with you, Queen.
All right. So I'm going to pull it and I'm going to give it to
somebody.
You're
going to give it to Bank Dewey.
Okay.
Right. 55, what's the weirdest thing a partner has ever wanted to do in bed?
Oh, Lord.
He in the room, too. I love it here.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. What did it say?
She went down to the shins, boy. She was like, what? Man, we got to keep it a bean. Ooh, Yahshua.
Ooh, Lord. Okay.
Take a shot.
Mm-hmm.
No, look, I don't need to be taking shots because I'm old and I got some... the weirdest thing in the bed. You know what? I'm gonna respect my king and I'm gonna take my shot later.
Oh, that's okay. That was cool.
Man. I didn't hear what they said.
Bro, he was over there sweating, Larry thing. Look, he got a camera. Oh, it's my turn?
Mm-hmm. Give it to Miss Juicy.
What?
Read it for him.
Oh my goodness, I can't see.
That font too little. That font too it's little.
Anna. Help her out, man.
I can't judge.
I know, she got to read it. I got you. So look, this for you, Miss Juicy.
It's
for Josh. If you could only ever do one position for the rest of your life, which one would it be and why?
Y'all nosy.
Oh, y'all nosy.
For the rest of my life. Let me be
real. Who's supposed to answer that?
Let me be real intentional. I can get a lot done in missionary. Because you want to kiss.
Why you praying?
Because you want to look. You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, just a man being in position. You feel me? Like, let me go ahead and take this thing on home. You dig what I'm saying? So, the fact that you can kiss, you can get some eye contact, you can.
You got heart to heart.
All that. You know what I'm saying? You can play with them. You know, you can really touch and go there. You feel me? Versus like you on your, you know, in other ways. I'm just thinking about not just from a penetration standpoint, but the level of like true intimacy, like that face to face. You know what I'm saying? Or what we on. So I think that's cool. Like, you do that.
Why you giving it to me?
No shot for me.
Oh.
Give it to Josh to read it.
Oh.
Your question.
I don't want him to read what you got. Oh, look how he's looking. What? You made the questions up.
You ready? Have you ever slept with someone then immediately regretted it?
Truthfully, yes.
You better be truthful. Or you're going to take that shot.
Yes.
You got an easy one. Look at that. Yeah.
That was very easy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, give it to Bank.
I'm Bank on pull.
I can do that if mine's gonna be easy.
Bank need a raunchy one.
I'm asking him.
Yeah, I tell all my business. Okay. I don't give a damn.
Well, that's a good one. Have you ever been a sugar daddy? And how about having a sugar baby?
Well, my wife, my sugar baby. So sugar man, I need to pull another one. Yeah, yeah, I'm a sucker, sugar, I'm a everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to pull another one. Yeah, yeah.
You've been with one woman for so long. Yeah. Yeah.
He said, I tell all my business.
This one, see, now
just read it.
I could have answered this one. Do you prefer tongue or fingers?
That ain't like, for no man.
That's why I said, I feel like since I didn't answer a question, I should have did this.
Okay, do one more.
Well, I'm going to answer that one. I like finger action because I like to be touched. Okay.
What the?
I didn't answer my question. I don't want to take a shot later. Okay. Okay, which sexual act are you best at?
Notice all questions were sexual for him. Look at
them. All of them.
Well, which you got to pick one.
What's the best one?
The best one.
Jelena.
Oh, Lord.
She the truth when I'm laying now. She got down here.
See the song.
So when I'm Jelena, then that shit just straight up. That's my best position.
All right.
I'm comfortable.
I'm going to read yours.
Let's see here.
She's been cracking up all day.
Oh, this gonna be a good one, Big Lex.
Oh, good. It ain't for me.
Have you ever filmed a sex tape? Mm. Let me find out. Big Lex been toes up. We got some footage out here.
With the person I'm dealing with on their phone.
But I got footage in my phone for last night. Bro. I'm getting fucked up 46, 45. We can go crazy.
But they say the 40s.
Bro, we be going crazy. She ain't lost it. You know how they, the older they get, though, they go to get different, though.
I turned 41 this year. 40's been great.
They get, them motherfuckers get crazy in them 40s, like right before that menopause.
Right. Take us home, Lex.
All right, so just tell a little bit about yourself, what you got going on as we wrap this up. Just.
All right, where's my
camera? And how they can find you. There you go.
All right, I am Jess Pasu. You can find me at JessPasu_IT. Jess Pasu it. I have a nonprofit, namaste.blk. I am really into health and wellness. I really want to just promote greatness in the Black community on a healthy standpoint, financially, mentally, spiritually, just in all the spaces. I'm really about community and our people. Thank you, Big Lex, for having me on. This is a really good time.
Miss Juicy. Baby.
It's Miss Juicy, baby. And you can follow me or you can go to my website, which is therealmissjuicybaby.com. Follow me on any social media at therealmissjuicybaby. And what I have going on right now, I'm currently on Nick Cannon's new show, Bad and Wild. And I represent the bad team, of course. So you'll get to see more of me on TV coming up real soon. And what else I got going on? Everything.
Congratulations. Bank. Shit. What camera? Big Bank ATL. Y'all follow me on Instagram. I don't got no other social media. And I do got. Just go on my page. You can see the rest of my stuff in my bio. And I just feel like what I got going on.
A lot.
Evolution. Mm. I just want to show people that you can change and still be yourself at the same time. That's what I'm trying to do. Show niggas you can change your mindset and still be you.
That's hard.
Right?
That's hard. Josh?
Reality table.
Josh21Pal on Instagram, JP21Reasons on Twitter. Y'all check me out, man. Just became an author a couple months ago, so got my first book, What I Wish I Knew. That thing going up. You know, we on this mission in every classroom, every book bag, every office space, everywhere on your person, man. Y'all holla at your boy, man. We appreciate you. Tap in. Throw that thing over the Big Lex.
The biggest. Alexia Adams 24, The Reality Table, follow us. Instagram, Lex Enterprises LLC. YouTube, you want to download, subscribe to The Reality Table. I want to thank everyone for taking the time to pull up. You know, let us get this little conversation about the trash and everything else that came with it. And, you know, The Reality Table signing out.
Every conversation, debates, and relationships, we the topic of discussion. What's the gossip, who she loving? This tea get hotter when you touch it. Forget about that he saying that she said. Tell me what the street said. Got them tuned in, they running back. Just like a DJ. What you bring to the table?